Bank of Cardiff. This is Amy.
Hi, Amy. It's Elena. Marlin, how are you?
Hi, Elena. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Pretty good, thanks. Do you have a minute?
Yeah, sure.
So, credit actually has some concerns with the bank statements for Waffles and Caffeinated.
Okay.
Do you have them in front of you by any chance?
Yeah, I can pull those up. I think what I had sent over were statements from a savings account.
Mm-hmm.
Were you guys needing something from a checking account?
Well, that's one of the questions was the account that is being transferred in and out of was the number ending in 1456.
Okay, let me take a look.
The most concerning one, though, is the statement date June 30th.
Okay.
2016.
Sure.
Do you have that one in front of you?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Is it because there's no deposits?
No. Actually, it's because of the account activity detail.
Okay.
Look in the second line down where it says IBF transfer to.
Oh, uh-huh.
Look at and follow it across. It like doesn't.
Oh yeah, it's spaced funny. It looks like maybe there's.
Yeah.
Everything's all out of line on that one line.
It's kind of weird for a bank statement to be out of whack like that, you know.
Right. So you're thinking maybe there was like some kind of manual adjustment or something, or the customer maybe changed something.
That's what. Yeah.
That's weird.
What I'm thinking. You know, and of course we always like to try to protect you guys too, so we want to make sure that, you know, you were aware of, like, what's going on, like, on, you know, what we see. We want you to see what we see.
Absolutely.
So, right now the application's on hold because of the bank statement, so I don't know if you want to try to see if you can find something out or...
Okay.
I don't know if you want to maybe tell the customer that you're going to call the bank and see how they react to that. You know, because if they altered the statement at all, they're not going to want you to call the bank. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for bringing that to my attention. It is pretty clear that something is not in line on the 6/3 transaction date, and I'm just looking at the other months to compare it to, and there's nothing else that kind of sticks out like that.
No, and the other thing that was a little weird, and sometimes, you know, being like a small bank, like a small savings bank, look up at the top, like in the box where it says statement date and account number.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's kind of like all squished together, like in the account number.
Yeah.
It's like all, like there's like no spacing there. I don't know. I know it's kind of...
No,
sticky,
no, that's...
But there's like little, stupid things.
No, for sure. I'm looking at even like the spacing on the statement date. If I like compare it to like May, it looks like there's a big gap before the date shows, and in this case, it's all pushed over right next to the colon. You can't even really see it. Okay. Yeah, I'll point these things out and see if a rep wants to reach out to the customer. I guess that's where we need to go from here. It's just that you guys are missing. You guys would like to verify a few things on these statements or see if the customer has another bank account that you guys can use for analysis.
Yeah. And I would try to get a copy of the statements for that other account.
Okay. The one ending
1456.
Sure.
To see if maybe, and then we can compare them and see how it looks.
Okay.
You know, I just... And just let me know how you make out, because we do like to keep track of stuff. If there's something you find out that's, like, screwy, you know, just to make sure that we don't end up seeing the transaction from someone else, or you know what I mean.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, thanks for giving me a call and discussing it with me. I will talk to the rep and see if I can get some more information for you guys.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah,
I will be talking to you soon.
Yeah. Thanks, Elena. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too.